Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Entrepreneur Experiment Idea Lab with me, Gary Fox. We had a good reaction to last week's one on YouTube, so this one is going up again on YouTube. I'm at the camera right in front of me here. So if you aren't subscribed, go to YouTube, click subscribe. We'll put up a lot more videos over the coming months. Also, subscribe to the newsletter that goes along with this podcast, as especially today, I'll be putting in all the videos, links to the articles, links to the Twitter campaign, links to the Instagram campaign. So definitely subscribe. Go to MrGaryFox.com and subscribe to the newsletter. So today we've got four things I want to run through really fast. And one of them is a tweet I put out last Thursday, I think, on October 1st. And I was just saying, I find it weird that all across social media, people are like, oh, can't wait for 2021, you know, oh, can't wait, you know, roll on Christmas, blah, blah, blah. Mainly with the emphasis that, you know, COVID, you know, it'd be great when this year's over. You know, it's not going to expire on December 31st. I think people are just sticking their head in the sand going, oh, yeah, no, once we get this year over, we'll be fine. As of today, there's 88 days left in the year. So that means you've 88 days to make progress on something. People think January 1st is this magical day when unicorns come to visit and all your dreams come true because you say you're going to go to the gym four times this week and it falls off after a week and your New Year's resolutions fall off after 3 weeks in January because January is the darkest, most depressing month of the year. So if you're going to start anything, I'd say start now. 88 days. So 88 days. Imagine what you could do in 88 days. Imagine the progress you'd made. Even if you did something for 15 minutes every day for 88 days, I think there's a massive opportunity there. So instead of just whining and moaning on social media, do something for 88 days and put yourself in an unbelievably good position to start next year. This is a situation we're in. We can't really wish it any other way. Adapt and you'll thrive. Now, sermon over. Go in the name of the pod. On to more exciting stuff. Burger King. This actually is a year old, but it popped up into my timeline this week as it went viral again. And it's such a clever campaign. I love this. This is the whole genesis of the Ideas Lab. And I love sharing ideas like this. So Burger King decided they want to be in the new FIFA game last year. And they thought the easiest way and the cheapest way would be to sponsor Stevenage FC. So for those of you not familiar, Stevenage FC are in League 2 in the English League. But you can play as Stevenage in FIFA. So what Burger King did is sponsored Stevenage, went to Stevenage Town and said, look, we'll sponsor your shirts for 2 years. It only cost them £50,000. Like, to a global company, that is nothing. Okay, so that was clever. But what they did next was the genius move. They made a challenge for gamers on FIFA and said, if you play with Stevenage on FIFA, score goals and share them on Twitter, tagging Burger King, you can win free burgers, you can win free burgers for a month, you can win free meals, you can win everything, you can win Stevenage shirts. So like the viral effect this had was absolutely astronomical, so much so that Stevenage's jersey in real life sold out and they got unbelievable coverage and it went viral again this year and they've rerun the campaign now because it went viral. People started talking about it again as the season was starting and people were playing FIFA again and people were kind of getting back in the football mindset. So it went viral again. It was all over Twitter this week. I vaguely remember hearing something about it last year, but this year it seems to have been absolutely everywhere. And where I picked this up, actually, and it's a good Twitter account to follow, is Good Marketing HQ. So if you follow them, they talk about a lot of really cool marketing campaigns. Both the things I'm going to talk about today actually came from there. So go check that out. I just thought it was genius. And so they're running it again for a month this year. So if you can play as Stevenage in the career mode, upload all your footage of career goals. This year they're sharing the best signing. So you upload your best signing to Twitter, tag Burger King and come in free food. I just thought that was such a smart campaign on so many levels. So not only are they getting the sponsorship of Stevenage in real life, so they're still appearing on the shirts in real life. So if you go watch Stevenage, if you wanted to, or you watch them on TV, you'll see Burger King on the front of their shirt, but it's also on the front of their shirt in FIFA. And that's the whole genius of the thing. So that's a really clever thing. So from one major global brand with marketing genius to the marketing genius of an influencer and a Love Island influencer at that. So any of you not familiar with Molly May was a big success on Love Island, I think 2 seasons ago. It's hard to tell now with COVID since we've dropped into the black hole of timelessness. But anyway, Molly May was a big success. She's become an influencer. She's become a massive Instagram star. And she's run one of the cleverest campaigns I've seen on Instagram in a long time. So to celebrate reaching 1 million subscribers on YouTube, she decided to do a giveaway. So far, so normal. But what she did was she spent £8,000 on gifts. So let's have a look at what she gave away. So basically, luxury handbags. I'm not very well up on my handbag situation here. So it's, I think it's Louis Vuitton. What have we got here? Louis Vuitton luggage. Lots of Apple goodies. Capital lots, of course. A year's supply of Filter by Molly May. And a full Beauty Works hair transformation. Stun us. So that's what she did. £8,000 she spent. Not by sponsors. She did it herself. And it returned an absolute monster of a campaign. So she did it to celebrate reaching 1 million YouTube subscribers. The genius of Molly May here was she recognized that she can cross-pollinate her subscribers. So she can get her subscribers on one platform to follow her over to another one where she can leverage them there as well. So she wanted to bring people over to two new channels. Her YouTube channel and her Filtered by Molly May. Is it Filtered or Unfiltered? Filtered by Molly May. So it's her own new beauty product. So what she did was created her own little viral loop. And how she did that was, to enter, you had to like the post and tag a friend, subscribe to her YouTube channel, you have to follow her channel and her Filter by Molly May channel, and you can share the post to your story for a bonus entry. You must complete all the above points for your chance to win. Here's another genius point. The more you tag, the more chance you have of winning. So the more things you did, the better chance you had of winning. And obviously, the more things you did, the more viral indicators you give to the algorithm and the more times you posted about her brands. So what happened? She gained, let me just pull this up so I don't get this incorrect. As a time of writing, her account has 1.9 million likes on just that post. And I looked this up and I couldn't actually believe it. And in terms of comments, 2.9 million comments on that single post for £8,000 spent. So let's just recap that quickly. 1.19 million likes and 2.3 million comments. Her Filtered by Molly May account grew, I think it was, let me just get this right, it grew by 300,000 followers. Sorry, I'm incorrect. It grew by 550,000 followers. Her YouTube has grown by 302,000 subscribers. Sorry, you can tell I'm really bad with figures. 3.2 million, so 320,000 new subscribers. All for £8,000. So there's a little bit of a lesson in that. I think we kind of tend to look down on influencers, but there's clearly something there. There's something there. So for £8,000, she has got that incredible, 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 incredible engagement. But what she did was she's now met herself into an even better position, whereby all three of her accounts are now stronger. They have bigger followings. She's got 1.32 million subscribers on YouTube, which she's now monetizing. Her average video views are now over 600,000, and she's only got, how many videos does Molly May have? I think 40. So that's pretty impressive. So that's it. Two great marketing examples. If you like these, let me know and I'll share more marketing examples in the coming weeks. I'm trying to mix things up, so I'm not just giving you the same type of examples every week. I'm not just talking about myself every week. On the pod this week, we had Joe from Joe's Absolute Nutrition. Such a good episode. I say that every week, and I would say that because it's my own podcast, but it is. And it's an example of, it takes all types of people to be entrepreneurs, and you don't have to be the stereotypical, oh, I always wanted to be an entrepreneur and I was born to do it and blah, blah, blah. Don't have to be some sort of alpha. It takes all sorts to be an entrepreneur. And I love the chat with Jo, and she's just one of the nicest people you can also meet, which disproves the myth that you have to be hard and cold in business. Go check that out. It's Jo from Joe's Absolute Nutrition. You know the brand. It's in Super Value, Fresh, Tesco, all across the delicious little protein snacks, protein balls, chia seed balls, chia bars, incredible stuff. Go check out that episode. I'll be back this Thursday with another long form interview. Until then, be good and think about 88 days left in the year. What are you going to do? I'll talk to you Thursday.